This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Traditional Jewish weddings reflect the biblical importance of marriage. The Hebrew term for marriage is kiddushin, which comes from the root kadosh or holy, and implies being set apart. For in marriage, a man and woman set themselves apart from all others and devote themselves to one another. The biblical obligation to one another, especially for the husband, runs deep. According to the Jewish Bible, the husband must provide for his wife and show respect for her. In fact, Judaism was the first religion that obligated the husband to provide financially for his wife in the event of his death. On the wedding day, the couple observes a fast, asking God to forgive their sins. Traditionally, the bride and groom wear white, symbolizing that their sins are forgiven and that they will begin married life with a clean slate. The wedding ceremony is conducted under a chuppah or canopy, which symbolizes the bridal chamber and the presence of God's love that's always protecting the couple. The groom gives the bride a wedding ring and, in the presence of two witnesses, recites the traditional marriage vow. At the close of the ceremony, the groom breaks a glass underfoot. That symbolizes the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem, so that even during special joyful times like a wedding, we still remember Jerusalem. Marriage is a spiritual event for both Christians and Jews, and a wedding celebrates what God will do next in the lives of the couple.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Right now, tens of thousands of children, families, and elderly in Israel are living in shocking poverty. Find out how you can help by visiting holylandmoments.ca.